I was driving towards the office this morning and thought for a minute on the words of Bob Proctor. He once was talking about, like, when you're driving, you can't see farther than the headlights. You can't see the road farther than the headlights. And I also heard that from John C. Maxwell once when he was talking about taking action. We are sometimes paralyzed by the fact that there are so many choices or so many roads to choose from, and your decision making gets overwhelmed. It gets like, where should I go? What if I make a mistake? What if this is easier for me to get? Like, when you're trying to pick a market, for instance, like, where you think you're gonna have more success? These are the questions, right? Like, and you start thinking about what resources do I have right now? What assets do I have to develop this into this niche? And those things can get you paralyzed for a minute. Like, mistakes, lessons, cautionary tales, and funny mementos on communication, leadership, sales, and marketing. This will share with you from our journey to your quest of success. Stories that will enlighten you to make great decisions, as we believe these are the four most important pillars of entrepreneurship. We are In Motion Mastermind, and we want your success as an entrepreneur. It's for a minute, like, okay, and then time is passing and you're feeling the pressure, because usually when we get into entrepreneurship, it's like we want to do something where we find happiness, perhaps, or that we feel like what we're doing is worth it, or that we feel that we want to prove ourselves. People telling us what to do, what to be, and how to do it, and when to do it. And this is all the things that entrepreneurs have to battle with. So this morning I was thinking about this analogy of John Maxwell when he says, John Maxwell talked about leadership, and he talks about everything falls and rises under the influence of leadership, which is true. But then the first person that you have to lead is yourself. And you can't lead yourself if you get paralyzed by all these different choices. Like, you can't do more than with the, I mean, how do I put this? Like, you can't do more, or you can't think so far ahead, because you only have a limited amount of information at the moment to make that decision. So it got me thinking about that analogy. Like, if you're driving in this at night and you have your headlights on, you can't see farther than the distance of the headlight. And for you to see more, then you have to move forward, and you will see a little bit more. You move forward, you see a little bit more of the road as the road starts to appear in front of you. And the truth is, there's no way you can foresee. I don't care if you have, I mean, even if you have a hell of imagination, you cannot foresee every obstacle, every challenges on your way, because it's always going to be something. And this is kind of like, you can only know what is ahead once you start making those steps towards your horizon. The fact is that the analogy is so perfect for everything in life. I mean, you have to move forward a little bit so you can see more of the road. Now, I was driving this morning, it was daylight, but it kind of like the same thing applies. Like, for a minute, I was driving towards the city, and on the road there was like a little curve, right? There's like maybe like a 60-degree curve, and I wanted to see if there was traffic ahead and make it a decision whether to go on the highway or go on the main road. And I look as far as I could, and that's when I start thinking about this analogy. Because me, myself, I'm trying to make a decision right now into what niche I should go, how can I position myself, what resources I have, what resources can I get. how much work is into it. And it just came to me, like this thing just came to me, and I thought about that analogy, and maybe that's help coming towards me because I'm trying to move forward in that direction. And the same thing applies, like the sky and the horizon when they meet. Just you would think for a minute that's the end of the road, but as you move forward and you can see more of that space there, and the point where the skyline and the horizon meet is a little farther ahead. And you can't chase it. You can only try to move forward one step at a time and see more of the road ahead of you. So the truth is, when you get paralyzed, I mean, time's still passing. When you try to find, like, what is the right answer for me, you won't know that because of the information you just handled at this moment. So you have to try anyhow. You have to try and make a decision to move forward. Whatever it is, then adapt. That's what you have to do. You move forward two steps and then you adapt. Okay, what challenges here? You see, it's not about the problems, the external problem. It's about who you become. And it's not what you do, it's who you have to be to actually overcome that. So you have to do this internal work in the, like, whatever comes my way, I'll be able to solve. And then you start shifting your mentality. You don't get paralyzed by all the choices you have. Of course, you have to write it down and kind of like see, like, where you stand here and which one you feel uncomfortable. You see, nothing happens within the comfort zone. When you write these things, like which road to choose to walk on, you have to feel uncomfortable because the growth is outside that comfort zone. The growth is when you challenge yourself. So you have to embrace the obstacles and the challenges on your way if you want to be the best, if you want to be good, if you want to be better than yesterday. So my reflection today is, my thinking today is, okay, make a decision, walk a little bit so you can see a little bit more of the road, and then become aware of that and walk again a little farther so you can see more of the road. And that road eventually is going to take you to the success that you're looking for. So don't get so fixated into, like, oh, I got all these things, where do I go? Who can tell me? Because that's the next thing too. You start looking for people to tell you what to do instead of looking within you to make that decision. And that's a very slippery road, because when you start looking for people to tell you what to do, you kind of like giving away the power that you have. And this is your power. You can't give it away. You have to take the risk, take a chance on you, take that leap of faith on you. Don't look for people to tell you what to do, as if people have to validate you or validate what you're doing. The only one who knows what's worth it of you is you. So think again about this analogy that John Maxwell shares with us and says, you can only see as far as the headlights light the road. In order to see more of the road, you have to move forward. You just have to. Otherwise, you will stay there stagnant and time will still pass and you will still be the same person you were yesterday. And there will be no more growth. There will be no satisfaction of doing the best that you can do, or better yet, the satisfaction of being the best that you can become, because you see, the job is never done. You have to continue working on yourself day in and day out and take that chance. And there's also uncertainty. You have to become comfortable with uncertainty. And I kind of like that analogy. We all go through that. We are, and it never ends. You're always going to have to pick, you always gonna have to pick a position where you wanna be. So I want to share that with you. If you're trying to develop your business, if you're trying to see which is the right niche to you, for you, you have to just write it down and find out where you feel more uncomfortable, because then you start looking for new answers and new way of doing things. So if you're trying to develop your business and look for that success, for it to have meaning, then make that list of the different decisions you have to make and choose the one that makes you the most uncomfortable. That's my thought food for thought today. So yeah, that's it, guys. So let that marinate for a minute. This is Telemap in Motion Mastermind. As always, leave a comment, tell me, let me know what you think. Share if you think that this can give somebody else some support. If it's of value to you and is of value for somebody else, then share the content. And thank you. Appreciate you guys. Thanks for listening.